New figures released today by the BFI show that there was a 35% increase in film production in 2014, generating a total spend of £1.5 billion. Now, the question is, how much of this money is staying here? I put that to Adrian Wootton, Chief Executive of the British Film Commission.
Well, the truth of the matter is that there's a fantastic rate of return. You could say that the tax credits really aren't costing the taxpayer anything, because for every pound that the Exchequer gives, Disney and Warner Brothers and Marvel and Paramount and everyone else that's in here is spending more than £12 in this country on British talent, British crews, British companies, visual effects companies. So actually the benefit to the Exchequer and the benefit to the long-term sustainability of our infrastructure is absolutely phenomenal. We wouldn't have, I think now, 7 of the 8th largest visual effects companies in the world clustered in Soho without the tax incentives. We wouldn't have £100 million private investment studio at Warner Brothers Leavesden just outside Watford. We wouldn't have £85 million being spent on the new Pinewood Studios of private money if it hadn't have been for those incentives.
A secondary reason after the tax breaks that a lot of Hollywood film producers give for coming to the UK is, of course, because we do have these very highly skilled production crews and craftspeople. Is that a legacy of the Harry Potter franchise?
Yes. I mean, Harry Potter really stimulated all of this, and the tax credit that came in for film, particularly since 2007, helped sustain it. And we created, frankly, we created an infrastructure, particularly around our talent, our skills and our talent, that really no other industry in the world did.
Are we keeping up, though? Because I was told by a UK film producer the other day that he, who's just shot an independent film here, that he had real problem finding the normal crew and craftspeople that he works with because they were all working for Disney.
Well, the truth of the matter is that there is a big demand on crew, there is a big demand on stage space, but we are training people at a rate that has never been seen in this industry before. And because it requires more people than the traditional base has been, it means we're bringing in lots of new entrants. The traditional composition of the workforce, the age of the workforce, the diversity of the workforce is inevitably going to have to change. And we're already seeing that change, particularly in television. It's obviously a long-term process. But this creates a new opportunity for people to come into the industry.
So it won't all be white middle-aged men.
Exactly. And of course there'll be times when producers will say, oh, well, we can't get exactly where we want here, or we can't get exactly the person we want there. But we've grown enormously.
Segment 1. New figures released today by the BFI show that there was a 35% increase in film production in 2014, generating a total spend of £1.5 billion. Now, the question is, how much of this money is staying here? I put that to Adrian Wootton, Chief Executive of the British Film Commission.
Well, the truth of the matter is that there's a fantastic rate of return. You could say that the tax credits really aren't costing the taxpayer anything, because for every pound that the Exchequer gives, Disney and Warner Brothers and Marvel and Paramount and everyone else that's in here is spending more than £12 in this country on British talent, British crews, British companies, visual effects companies.
Segment 2.
So actually the benefit to the Exchequer and the benefit to the long-term sustainability of our infrastructure is absolutely phenomenal. We wouldn't have, I think now, 7 of the 8th largest visual effects companies in the world clustered in Soho without the tax incentives. We wouldn't have £100 million private investment studio at Warner Brothers Leavesden just outside Watford. We wouldn't have £85 million being spent on the new Pinewood Studios of private money if it hadn't have been for those incentives.
A secondary reason after the tax breaks that a lot of Hollywood film producers give for coming to the UK is, of course, because we do have these very highly skilled production crews and craftspeople.
Segment 3.
Well, is that a legacy of the Harry Potter franchise?
Yes, I mean, Harry Potter really stimulated all of this, and the tax credit that came in for film, particularly since 2007, helped sustain it. And we created, frankly, we created an infrastructure, particularly around our talent, our skills and our talent, that really no other industry in the world did.
Are we keeping up, though? Because I was told by a UK film producer the other day that he, who's just shot an independent film here, that he had real problem finding the normal crew and craftspeople that he works with because they were all working for Disney.
Segment 4.
Well, the truth of the matter is that there is a big demand on crew, there is a big demand on stage space, but we are training people at a rate that has never been seen in this industry before, and because it requires more people than the traditional base has been, it means we're bringing in lots of new entrants. The traditional composition of the workforce, the age of the workforce, the diversity of the workforce is inevitably going to have to change, and we're already seeing that change, particularly in television. It's obviously a long-term process, but this creates a new opportunity for people to come into the industry.
So it won't all be white middle-aged men.
Exactly. And of course there'll be times when producers will say, oh, well, we can't get exactly where we want here, or we can't get exactly the person we want there. But we've grown enormously